Well, I don't think we have to mention it too much because everyone in town, I think, know about it. Or 100 miles around. The main event is a winner-take-all from last week. I helped her pay up Ray Vilmer and Lil
the
Lon Wallach.
Way down upon the 20
they
River.
Wrestled,
remember him last week, right?
They wrestled over there Wednesday night at the auditorium, and they had such a knockdown and drag-out that the referee stopped them, disqualified both of them, and I helped her pay up.
By Stephen Foster.
And tomorrow night, we'll tell the tale.
The
they are in a Texas
Memorial
death match.
To the beloved
they wrestle till one man either is unable to answer the bell or concedes defeat. And the winner gets both ends of the purse for both weeks.
Well, I think there's a couple other things that you didn't add. One was that in order to separate the two fellows in the ring, Herbie Freeman had to get up there. And finally, this guy had to get up there. And still, they didn't. They were very reluctant. And finally, I understand that Leo went back and tried to get at Ray back in the dressing room. And it took our old buddy Manny DeCastro to part the participants.
Well, that's
oh,
what
boy,
Manny tells me. But yeah. I didn't see that as I was out in the front office. And Manny told me he had to separate them again in the back. But
everybody got out of the way. That's what happened. Manny was brave enough to stay there and fight the thing through. But anyway, these fellas are going to meet tomorrow night. And incidentally, Ray Vilmer is here tonight in a few holes, the kind that he will apply to Mr. Wallach's person tomorrow night in what should be the match to end that series once and for all. Because when one fella gets through with it, whoever the loser is, he just won't want to wrestle the winner anymore.
I don't think so. I think they should have enough one of them tomorrow night because this is the finale, a Texas death match. That tells the tale. And in conjunction with that, Bob, I've got a tag team match that is a main event itself. I've got Chris Harris, the old crying Greek from Cripple Creek, Colorado.
What was that again?
Crying Greek from Cripple Creek.
Crying Greek from Cripple Creek.
Yeah. He's teaming with Sonatus.
Uh-oh.
Raymond Sonatus against Jerry Christie and a newcomer here. This boy's name is Donovan. He's comes here highly rated. He's from
that young blonde fellow I've seen walking around the halls upstairs.
Yes, he's from. I think he went to the University of Florida.
Very fine looking.
Years
fellow.
Back.
I think he's from Leesburg.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And also we have a girl match. We have the girl is wrestling here tonight. Vern Bottoms is meeting Belle Drummond.
Belle Drummond.
In place of Mars Bennett, who was killed in a car accident.
I don't know whether you folks knew that, but Mars Bennett, one of the great favorites in the ring, was unfortunately the victim of an automobile accident in Nashville, Tennessee, in that vicinity last week. And again, that always serves as a reminder when you're out in the roads, just be careful. Huh? Well, Cowboy, I think that we'll get the fellas in here.
Yes, Bob, but
I want to remind the folks to phone in for those tickets.
That's right. 22132.
That's right. If you just flash that number as they're doing, 22132, and it's the Thomas Jefferson Hotel right here in Tampa. You can get your tickets at the cigar stand if you want to, but I think you just call up and make reservations. Be sure to get best seats in the house for tomorrow night at the Tampa Municipal Auditorium. Plenty of free parking. It's located between the Florida State Fairgrounds and the University of Tampa, and you're in for a great night of wrestling, and I know it's real great fun to see wrestling in person, as our folks here will attest. And of course, what he says to these fellows before they go out there and get their preliminary instructions. Now it's interesting to see how many of the instructions they will obey. Okay, we're ready to go.
Yes, Bob, of course, there's. If he told them all the rules that they cannot use or can use, they'd be there all night.
That's right.
Just breaking clean on the ropes and man's body out of the ring and all of that. This should be a very very good match. Both these boys are fast, and this Spindola comes here highly recommended as a very good wrestler. Clever. He's going to have to step if he goes with Benson, as Benson, we all know Benson is a very good boy.
Chuck is an all-around performer. He's a judo expert, too. He's a boxer. He's a wrestler. He's everything.
Yes, Chuck was a judo expert instructor in the Army, I believe, in the Armed Forces during the World War II. standing wrist lock, Bob. He's got on him there. That's a very hold.
Good ring tester when he really blasts him back down there.
You're just not kidding. And you can do it without a hold. I want to remind the people, Bob, the fans again, that there's someone in the wrestling office to take their reservations now if they'll call 22132 for that big match tonight. He has an arm bar on Benson there, Spindola.
Now, look at that.
Now, I wouldn't know what to call that, Bob. What would you call that?
Well, I've seen something like that on the beach. I think I almost stepped on one the other day. And it got into this hole about that fast. That's the old crab scuttle in reverse.
Yeah.
He's got him. What you going to do?
Spin.
Looks like he stalled, though. Well, let's see.
Easiest way to get rid of it.
That is a rather embarrassing position. Amateur champion for a couple of years down in Texas.
Well, he come to me highly recommended, Bob. I don't know too much about the boy, but you know, you don't have to know too much to know that if you've seen wrestlers, you can tell a man as soon as he steps in the ring if he knows much about wrestling.
Well, he's met such good ones as Baron Leone, an old favorite around these parts. He's met the Baron. I don't know how he made out against him.
Well, if he just got in the ring with the Baron, he must be pretty good, I'll tell you.
Cyclone Anaya.
Cyclone Anaya was the junior heavyweight champion of the world at one time. You know. Cyclone Anaya, since you mentioned his name, part of this coming season. These boys is really giving them action, Bob.
Yeah, there's a little blood showing there, looks like to me.
Looks like someone's hands are bleeding there.
I think we've got a little bloody nose in there. Looks like Chuck, we're trying to...
There's a lot of blood. I don't know where it's coming from.
Somebody is really covered. Looks like a...
Looks like his eyes cut.
Looks, folks out there, you folks watching, I don't know whether you can tell or not, but our boy from Houston has a cut left eye, and it's bleeding profusely. It really is bleeding. This isn't like... Wait a minute. They're going to stop it here. Just a moment. Take a look at that eye. Okay, he says it's all right. He's protesting. It's a pretty bad cut, says Whitey.
Okay, Whitey.
Well, he wants to let him. Whitey says let him go if he wants to wrestle.
Gee, Bob, they're both covered with blood.
Well, this reminds us of last Wednesday night's match. Well, the blood's getting covered. Boy is going to be in any shape. What? He kicked out of it. He didn't get a count of three, but Whitey wants to look at that eye again. Whitey says, ring the bell. He can't see what he's doing. Stop the match. Now hold up. Pretty well bloodied up. Whitey wants to take another look. I don't know what he's going to do. Call it off, Whitey.
Get a doctor.
The match has ceased, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have to stop the match. What do you say? A hand for the boy from Houston. Was unable to continue. It would be ridiculous. He protests, but no, Whitey won't let him go on. There's no sense in it.
Gee, Bob, I'd like to have seen that match go on because that was very, very clean, scientific. I don't know how the boy got...
Well...
Let's see if we can interview Chuck Benson.
Chuck, could you come over here just a second, Chuck? Chuck, tell us what happened there. How the boy sustained such a deep cut as that?
Well, it was a butt.
It was?
As well as I can tell.
Your heads came together.
In the excitement of the match, of the wrestling and everything, it's pretty hard to point out anything like that. You know exactly what happened, but more than likely a butt in the eye.
Uh-huh. And it just happened that fast, and of course we all of a sudden...
Yeah, I'll probably feel the knot tomorrow.
Well, you better go up and kind of wipe yourself off there, fella. That was
okay.
It didn't last long, but it was really a rough one, wasn't it?
He's a good boy. He's a man to be reckoned with.
You know, I want to ask this question.
Let Whitey was on the speaker. He was giving them those instructions over there. But back on the Orlando deal, the promoter has a big Labor Day card lined up for next Monday night over there. But this coming Saturday night, there's no matches in Dade City. You made the statement that we have wrestling there every Saturday night, which is truth. But this coming Saturday, they have a big dance in the Armory in Dade City, and there's no wrestling there this Saturday night. But starting a week from Saturday, there'll be matches there every Saturday night.
Well, we see Ella's as tricky as ever.
Yes, it is. Bob, you seem to be a little nervous. You seem to be a little nervous, Bob. What's the matter?
Well, I tell you, I was victimized with a sleeper hold, and I was asleep.
Well, I know how you feel, because I have it on me. I know how you feel.
I tell the folks, actually, what happens, it cuts off your wind. You just don't breathe for a second.
No,
there.
Bob, it doesn't cut your wind off. It cuts the, it shuts off the blood from going to your head, and you faint. It's just like fainting. This Bottoms girl is a very good girl. She hasn't been here in Tampa. Well, she wrestled here 4 or 5 years ago, Bob. But she's a husky girl, and Ella Wallach has got something to contend with here. She's wrestling this Belle Drummond tomorrow night, a big girl just about her size over at the Armory. But Ella Wallach can be just as mean and tough as any of them. I think she's one of the roughest girls in wrestling.
Adding color and lore to the festival each year is Greg Beaver, a Creek Indian whose forebears once lived in Florida. During the year's festival program, Fred walked a few yards away to the banks of the Suwannee to tell the story of the Suwannee and the Indians who once lived along its shores.
That's a Japanese leg lock she has there on her bar. Ella's head kind of hit the mat there, Bob. That's the way a lot of times they get a concussion. See how...
Well, Well, Ella's up to her old tricks. She's in the trunks here.
Oh, she wouldn't do nothing illegal like that, Bob. Not Ella.
Well, Whitey Whittler has seen her wrestle before and has refereed while she's wrestled, and he is most cautious.
Well, Whitey's a very good referee. He's about as good a referee as we've had around here in a long time. You know, referees are very hard to get, good referees. And Whitey is doing a terrific job.
And you're keeping Whitey busy.
You're not kidding. He'd have to be busy if he referees at all times. I'd hate to have his job if he referees tomorrow night in that Ray Velmer and Leo Wallach match. I'd hate to have his job. May put two referees in that there tomorrow night, Bob. May have Chuck Benson or someone help Whitey referee that match tomorrow night, because I think he might need a little help there.
And I don't know whether folks can see, but Whitey's got a bad left hand, too.
Well, yes, me and Whitey was fishing, and he got his hand cut there while he was fishing, a little affection. It's not too bad. It's...
First fall was 11 minutes, Cowboy, and Miss Bottoms really, really hit that deck but hard, ladies and gentlemen. That's the first fall, and of course it's the best 2 out of 3 fall match with only the time left at our disposal as the limiting factor on tonight's match. We sort of had a little double talk there during the introductions of this match with Whitey. Cowboy, you were telling us about Orlando. Would you want to repeat that?
I had forgotten about Whitey having a mic in front of him when he gave them the contestants the rules.
Well, I think it was something we tried for the first time, and we're not used to it yet.
So we haven't been doing it before, but in Orlando, we've got a big... the promoter over there has a big Labor Day wrestling match over there for Labor Day special. He's got a terrific card lined up over there, and we want to invite all the wrestling fans down for Labor Day night, Monday night.
Monday night,
it's
Labor
Monday
Day.
Monday night. But I want to see them all out there. Old Cowboy will be over himself. I'm going to go over and see it myself.
Yeah, that's up in Orlando, folks. That's next Monday night. Okay, we're about ready to go. Second fall coming up. Here we go. Not as gentle as the song, I believe it. But it's really got her. Hold on. That isn't the kind of rocking chair we get on the front post, is it?
It's a rolling scissor she's turned that into, Bob. A rolling scissor.
Hey,
hey. Yeah, I thought you had her pinned there with it. I don't believe I ever seen anyone beaten with that hole, but it's a good hole to wear on it down.
However, Ella has now gotten the same hold.
Same hold, arm stretch.
And it's Ella Waldick, incidentally. For the ladies viewing, she's dressed in blue tonight, and the lady in black is Vern Bonner.
Vern will be a wrestling bell drummer, a big girl about weighs 155 pounds tomorrow night. She's meeting a real tough girl tomorrow night.
Protestations of innocence. Ella Walter can look as innocent as anybody ever saw, no matter what she does in that ring. And for the benefit of the folks listening, she has eyes that match her costume.
Blue eyes.
That's right. Almost baby blue at times. Especially right now.
Just heard some lady call her back here a dirty blonde.
I don't know how she meant the word dirty. That be the sleeper hold.
Bob, that's an old-fashioned choke hold. Every time Whitey gets around her, of course, she's hiding.
Body slam. And a one, two. Well, it kicks out. Good. Tonight, they both pick each other off the floor. I'm leaving.
Yeah, me too, Bob.
Whitey can't get into it. To start the count here.
This girl's going to have to start slugging with Ella if she intends to get anywhere with her.
Well, Ella has a one-fall advantage. We've got about less than 15 minutes to go. One. She can't get that second. Ella with an educated foot keeps him on the ropes. Some lady in the audience suggests give her a kick in the face.
Telling Whitey to count her shoulders down.
No cases, Whitey. And insists Ella that it is choking her. Whitey assures everybody it's a legal hold.
Come on. Get back up now, looks like Bob. She's
wanting to fight, so that she's going to have to do that if she even just match up with Ella.
Ladies and gentlemen, that evens the match. The second fall goes to Vern Bottom.
That's actually the name of that hole.
A monkey flip.
That's what they call that, a monkey flip.
Well, it certainly does the job. It flips somebody dizzy enough so that the next thing you know, they're pinned.
Now, Ella, she's not satisfied, you know. She's squawking.
But, that evens the match.
Leaves it up.
And folks, while Ella argues with Whitey Whitler up there, I think we can take just a second to remind you again of the fact that tomorrow night is going to be the, well, just about the biggest, I think, of the season. You've had Dick the Bruiser in there and you've had Don Eagle, but I don't think a match has got the fans quite as excited as this one tomorrow night, which brings together Ray Vilmer and Leo the Lion Wallach in a return goal, a Texas death match, which will highlight the card, which will have a tag team in there, and, of course, the girls. So it's really going to be a great evening of wrestling. Why don't you plan to take the whole family? 90 cents, any seat in the house except immediate ringside.
Except ringsides, and children, 50 cents. That's tax included, Bob, and I advise, I'd like to remind everyone to get there as early as possible, because get your reservation in. As the seats are going very fast.
So call it number
one. But we'll
one.
Have plenty of room if we have to take the top off.
Good. The number is 22132 to call for reservations. And Herbie's standing by for your call. Okay, we're about ready for the third and final fall of the evening here. We've got them evened up at one apiece here. Here we go.
See, Bob, they've got about 7-8 minutes to go, is that right?
That's right, Cowboy. Time is moving along here.
Six minutes left in the match, Whitey. 6 minutes left. Ella is trying to win this match by trick or treat any way she can, seems like Bob. I think she's got a little more to handle than she figured on.
With 4 minutes to go, Ella Waldick has the hold. Vern Bottoms is on the top. Now she's on the bottom. Each gal has gotten a fall apiece here. Thank you. Must have a lot of broken legs in Japan, then, doesn't
it? You know, Japan is a great place for wrestling, too. I was seeing Lou Thesz the other night at the National Wrestling Alliance convention, and he's making a tour of Japan.
Mm-hmm. How's Lou?
Oh, Lou's great. Great shape. He wrestled Dan O'Connor, Pat O'Connor in St. Louis Friday night.
Three minutes left.
Alawaldi pulling out all the stops here. Got a good close view over here now. Trying to see what kind of a hold, whether it's legal or not. Whitey is right there. Break it, he says. He did with an exclamation point. Thought.
1 minute left. 1 minute left.
Time is running out of the matches. Vern Bottoms, the first person to go out of the ring tonight. I won't let her back in. She's got to let her back in. She does it.
Trying to separate the gladiators. Well, how about that? They didn't hear the bell. Okay, it's all over.
All aboard. Well, there's quite a finish here. Brought the crowd up, cowboy. I don't know if they can hear your bell or not. The girls still want to go out. I don't know if you can hear us, folks.
We can charge admission and keep going.
Hey, there's a thought. You've got an idea. We'll pass the hat. If the girls want to go another 3 or 4 rounds. Folks, I don't know if they can hear me. We're going to sign off here. Say so long and remind you next week we'll be back. And hope that you'll join us at 9:30. And that you'll stay with us now for the great MGM movie, Babes in Arms, with Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland. And don't forget, tomorrow night, it's going to be a great match over at the Tampa Municipal Auditorium. Plenty of parking. And it's Ray Bilber and Leo the Lion Wallach. Going to be a great show. Be there tomorrow night. This is action. The kind of action you'll want to see tomorrow night. Vern Bottoms will be there. She won't find anybody any tougher than Ella Waldick. But maybe, well... Whitey.
Tomorrow night, don't forget they can still get tickets till 11 o'clock by calling 221-32 for that big match tomorrow night.
Okay, I'm sure they will.
This was a terrific girl match here. I'd like to see that go on, wouldn't you?
I sure would, cowboy. Win. But you know, we're right at sign-off.
I think Ella Wallach met her match here tonight.
Sure she did. We got to say so long, folks. So until next week at the same time, Bob Jones and Cowboy Luttrell, we'll see you on our studio wrestling. Goodbye now. Goodbye.